From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk about the rookie quarterback, Bryce Young, and let's bring in our friend Mike Glennon, Pack Therapy Podcast, 10-year NFL veteran, Mr. Glennon. All right, so you've been there. You know the difference between what college and pro looks like. I thought in week one, Bryce didn't look like it was overwhelming. I'm not sure that he looked like it was overwhelming, but I thought he played like it. What is your read on game number two for Young?
Yeah, he looks like he's got a little bit ways to go. You kind of think coming from Alabama playing in the SEC that it wouldn't be as big of an adjustment. But you realize when you get to the NFL, there's very little weak links on the other side of the field. And everyone's good. And you got to get the ball out of your hands quickly. And if you're going to kind of scramble in the pocket and get it outside the pocket, there's someone coming. You can't just hold on to that ball like he did when that strip sack happened. You know, we're on TV, we see it happening, but you don't have eyes in the back of your head, but you got to know, man, clock is up. I got to get rid of this ball now. And I saw a guy that is a good quarterback, and it's just going to take a little time with the pieces around him as well.
Mike Glennon is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. You can listen to him on the Pack Therapy Podcast with our friend Tim Donnelly. And we'll talk about the Wolfpack in a couple of minutes. But I want to, your transition to the NFL from college. Obviously, the windows to complete a pass through. Like Steve Logan told me, was it last week? That in college, you're throwing a football through a tire, and in the NFL, you're throwing a BB through a keyhole or a pinhole, whatever it the analogy he used. But the speed of the game is different, right? About how long do you have when you take the snap to when you have to get rid of the ball for the most part in the NFL?
That's a good question. I mean, it's got to be under 2 seconds. It's right around that mark, you know, 1.5 to 2.5 is pushing it. And there's a lot that's going through your head pre-snap. There's a lot that happens very quick post-snap. And I will say Dennis Allen runs kind of a scheme that can be a little bit confusing. He likes to do a lot of disguising, a lot of moving parts. It's not just line up and man coverage and right. Play. So to Bryce's defense a little, that defense can be a lot to see, and Dennis Allen's kind of always been that way with the Saints and dating back to when he was the head coach of the Raiders as well. So, man, there's a lot that happens, and, you know, I think it just shows how tough that position is in the NFL because you have a guy that won a Heisman Trophy, number one pick for a reason, and it's just hard when you get to that NFL level, those windows that you talked about, Steve Logan mentioned. I mean, you feel like when you're in college, the windows are small, and then you get to the NFL and you realize, man, I wish I would have those same windows that I had in college because those DBs close so fast. The linebackers are great in coverage. I feel like that's one of the biggest differences. Mm-hmm. In college, it feels like a lot of the linebackers are more run stoppers. Those guys in the NFL, they're running sub 4.5s as well. And so those windows in those zone coverage, there's not a whole lot of room for error. You got to get the ball out on time.
I mean, some of the defensive ends are running 4.5 and 4.6 40s. They track you down as well from behind. Mike Glennon is with us here on the Adam Gold Show. Yeah, you brought up a good point. Linebackers are good in coverage. And in the college game, most teams don't have any cornerbacks who are good at man coverage. The best teams might have one or even two if you are at the very top of the defensive food chain. But man, even the bad cornerbacks, as we call them in the NFL, they're all good. Everybody who gets paid is really, really good at what they do. As an offensive line, how would you grade, when you're looking at them, how do you assess what they have put in front of Bryce Young? Where are they falling short?
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here.
We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day!
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
They definitely need to give him more time, and I think that it starts in the run game as well. I mean, for a young quarterback, his best friend, it's cliche, is a good run game because that opens up so much more in the pass game. It opens the play action game, the RPOs. It gets an extra man in the box. So to me, it starts with the run game. And then in the pass game, they need to be better. And I will say it's hard to tell sometimes on TV what was happening down the field. Was it coverage sacks or was Bryce holding onto the ball too long? You know, it's tough to say without actually watching the film. But I think Bryce needs to get the ball out of his hands quicker, and I think the offensive line needs to give him a little bit more time as well. And it's the ultimate team sport. I mean, the guys on the outside got to get open too.
Right.
So to me, it looks like an offense that has a ways to go. Bryce is obviously going to be the focal point of this, but it's all 11 guys on the field need to, you know, do their job, as Bill Belichick would say, and help him out.
Mike Lennon is with us. I am as basic as it gets when it comes to analyzing football because I watch the ball. You know, there are people who are smarter than I that watch the offensive line play. But when they pan out, you know, on your third replay, when they show you the whole field and you realize, man, nobody's open. So that's a big problem. I mean, Adam Thielen got open a little bit, a lot early, and then they went back to him late. We didn't really see anything from Hayden Hurst throughout most of the game. And there was a one play where Bryce was rushing out and rolling to his right. And Jonathan Mingo, the second round pick out of Ole Miss, was running away from him into coverage rather than rolling back with him. Is that just basic understanding? From your perspective, you're a quarterback. What gives there?
Yeah, it's tough to say. You know, you don't know whose fault it is. Right. If some guy's running, you know, the opposite way, usually think something's going wrong. You know, whether that's you got to work the scramble drill in practice. I mean, Mingo, you're talking about a rookie.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to do it in the walkthroughs and the practice is another thing to do it on Monday Night Football. So he's a young guy as well. But just collectively as a whole, this offense is going to take a little time, and they don't have exactly the playmakers on the outside that are going to be those big explosive threats. So this coaching staff, you know, Frank Wright, great offensive mind, Josh McCown, former teammate of mine, one of the sharpest guys I had been around.
Yep.
They're going to have to come up with a plan of how do we make this easier on Bryce. And whether that's to me, sometimes that's going no huddle. Let's go up tempo. Let's not even give the defense time to really line up and do all these disguises. It almost takes the thinking out of it for Bryce. So I think that's one way they can maybe try to get him going, is kind of going that no huddle, up speed tempo that can kind of soften up the defense. And also for his sake, he's not standing at the line of scrimmage all day trying to figure out what they're doing.
All right, Mike Lennon, let me switch gears to NC State. They played VMI. Everything looked good against VMI because, frankly, it should. So what do you take out of a game like that? I basically dismissed it. I think the one thing you can take out of it is that sometimes players just need a little confidence, need to see things succeed. I don't think as a team you can get much out of it, but you played. What can you get out of a game like that?
Yeah, you get confidence, like you said, and you still take away. I mean, there was a pretty smooth operations on both sides of the football. So, yeah, the talent's not the same, but Brennan Armstrong made some big-time throws. We saw some receivers step up. Julian Gray had a big game, mm-hmm. both at the receiver position, at the returner. So I think it's, you know, who steps up in those moments where we are physically better than them, but at the same time, you know, it's not always that you can just take that for granted. So I think all in all, the coaches have been pleased. I think that game does give you that confidence. It kind of gets some of that weight off your shoulders, allows you to take a deep breath, and then gets you ready as you kind of really start this ACC play with Virginia on Friday.
Friday night against the University of Virginia. Are you an anti-Friday night football guy? Wolfpack have back-to-back Friday night games.
I'm not. I think it's, you know, whether I'm watching Dateline or some movie from the early 2000s on Friday night, there's not usually a whole lot to watch. So I love it. Be able to watch the Wolfpack, and then next weekend, Friday night, get to go tailgate on Friday afternoon. I mean, the weather should be great. I can't think of a much better Friday afternoon than that. So I'm all for it.
Are you watching to catch a predator on Dateline on Friday nights? What are you doing? I mean, it's got to be my kid is starting to watch like a Christmas cookie marathon. He's watching Food Network.
Oh yeah, my wife watches that same. We watch Christmas cookie making in like July. I'm like, what are we watching here? I mean, so yes, I would much rather have the state game on than some British cooking show on Netflix.
You know what? A British cooking show, I'm sure, would be fantastic. Mike Glennon, real quick. How much of Drake May and Riley Leonard have you got a chance to see so far?
I've watched some of Drake May. I watched Riley Leonard in the season opener.
All right. Well, your thoughts on those two guys?
Drake May, I still think, is a stud. Obviously, the numbers aren't quite as good this year. He also lost Josh Downs mm-hmm. and doesn't have quite the playmakers on the outside. So would like to see him limit the turnovers. Riley Leonard, obviously an unbelievable athlete. I think he's a phenomenal runner. I still would like to see him make – he throws the ball very well. I'd like to see some more big-time throws out of him, though.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't had that. I don't – I'm not sure he has a touchdown pass.
So, I think he has, like, one, yeah. So and at the end of the day, he's executing this offense really well. They're scoring points. They're winning. And a lot of that's because of his legs. But when you start, you know, getting thrown in that top 15 talk, you know, I remember what we saw last year in Drake May when he was being talked about in the same way, even more so. But he was making big-time throw after big-time throw. And to this point, I just haven't seen that from Riley.
We have not. We have seen the other stuff from Riley Leonard, almost looking more like Daniel Jones. Right?
I agree.
Featured in the run game.
It's an easy comp because of Duke, because of the style of play. But you saw Daniel, what he did on Sunday versus Arizona, and he's got that kind of under-assuming speed, and he's a threat with his legs. And I feel like Riley Leonard is very similar.
Did you just go deceptive speed for Daniel Jones?
Yeah. He can move.
he absolutely can.
For a reason, it doesn't seem like people, the defenders realize it until he sneaks right past them.
Yeah, we think we know why. Mike Lennon, I appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon. Pack Therapy Podcast. I know you'll be in here recording it probably tomorrow. I don't know. Very soon. I appreciate it. And we will catch up very soon.
Thank you, Adam. Always enjoy.
You got it. Mike Lennon here on The Adam Gold Show.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.